These are the letters, first from Paul Godes. He is talking about the Future Church article in March of 2021. Embarking on Future Church is a very important step, and it comes at the right time in our nation's history. It's vital that we evolve from the tribalism that still defines so much of the church, of many denominations, to include the humanity that surrounds us. Much of it is beyond our personal experience, so it is important to devise ways to bring that reality to life in all congregations. Michael Cooper White of Hortana, Pennsylvania writes, "Multiple church-wide restructuring since we began in 1988 have whittled down a dozen units to four home areas, but we still have 65 synods. As a former director of ELCA's Synodical Relations Department, we could be more truly one church with about half that number. As we've learned amid the pandemic, bishops and staff can tend congregations virtually as well as in person, thus enabling broader territories without diminishing pastoral support. Our first presiding bishop, Herbert Chilstrom, was also convinced that the original design had too many synods. His autobiography, A Journey of Grace, offers a list of 38 synods, and it's worth considering." This from Don Ryder of Melbourne, Florida. "The first listed goal of Future Church is to be a church that engages new, young, and diverse people. My hope is that this also includes the nuns, that now the largest religious group in the country. The Pew Research Center found that Americans who were raised in a religion make up a majority of the nuns. They also found that 60% of the nuns question a lot of religious teachings, and my guess is that these include such things as the enigmatic nature of the Trinity, the literal virgin birth, Jesus' literal resurrection, ascension, the afterlife, especially the existence of a literal hell. My guess is also that many nuns are not concerned with the liberation from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Unless these issues are addressed in a serious manner, the work of Future Church may fall flat. Conversing with the nuns in a non-judgmental way that seeks to understand their concerns and baggage is the best approach that the church can take to address this shift in the American religious landscape." This from Mark Habedank of Twin Valley, Minnesota, talking about the Father of Fibs from the March issue. "Mr. Honeycutt has provided myself and many others with some thought-provoking articles and books, and I want to thank him for his insights and contributions. Having stated that, I was quite disappointed in his thinly veiled political statement in the last section of his recent contribution. The love of truth is a core value instilled strong in people of Christian faith, and indeed all faiths and people. With the multitude of sources of information available in today's world, it simply requires more diligence to find that truth amid the noise and confusion. Chronic liars in the political arena have been present throughout history and both sides of the aisle. The rise of a multitude of media information sources simply makes it more apparent."